after a week of bloodshed, after threats of an all-out war, Israeli and Palestinian Authority officials resumed security talks this evening. They're trying to revive the hopes for peace that were raised just days ago when the Israeli and Palestinian prime ministers met. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
These talks were expected to immediately follow the Aqaba summit, but instead there was a week of Palestinian bomb, gun, and rocket attacks and relentless Israeli airstrikes against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip that left scores dead. Now, Palestinian Security Chief Mohammed Dahlan and his Israeli counterparts face the task of stopping the carnage and resuming cooperative security efforts. They're hoping to take the first small steps toward having the Palestinian security forces deal with Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and the Al-Aqsa brigades. Officials say Israel is willing to withdraw from a portion of the Gaza Strip as a test case. Palestinians say they're willing to assume control, provided that Israel makes more than just a token redeployment of troops. They also want Israel to ease travel restrictions for Palestinians, and perhaps most important, suspend the Israeli policy of assassinations that drew U.S. criticism this week. The chances of an extended peace appear slim. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says the desire for peace will never lead him to stop fighting terrorists, and the armed Palestinian factions are showing no sign of cooperating with Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas's call for an end to attacks against Israelis. Hamas spokesman Abdelaziz Rantisi, the target of a failed Israeli airstrike this week, says ceasefire is not in the group's vocabulary. Despite the discouraging signs, the Bush administration is returning to the region in the form of diplomat John Wolf, who's scheduled to begin talks on Monday with officials from both sides. Wolf was initially tapped by President Bush to monitor compliance with the first phase of the 3-year roadmap. Now his role appears to be finding a way to bring the sides back to the starting line. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.